There's Matthew, this give us one word to describe Mike James.
Old.
resilient.
It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic.
Right, today is February 18th. We are doing a brief podcast.
During halftime of the Bulls
Adam
Nets game.
And Stefan's house.
With Ricky.
With Ricky Walker. Mentioned in an Outkast song. And we're just gonna like briefly overview
Mike James.
This year because we're gonna interview Mike James. We're gonna briefly overview this year because it's the halfway point of the 2011-2012 season.
And we're not gonna talk about Jeremy Lin.
This
unless
is
Ricky,
be
do you want to take on Jeremy Lin? That is one I haven't read yet.
Not one that's not racist.
Okay.
Special guest star Ricky Walker has been a long-time antagonist of the Taiwanese-American community.
It's true. I hate Taiwanese-Americans.
He is the one that wrote the headline, A Chink in the Armor.
Almost as much as I hate Harvard.
Ricky is also upset that he didn't get into Harvard's divinity school.
All right, Matthew. So, J.R. Smith.
J.R. Smith
has made a very important announcement.
If you're like me, you don't have J.R. Smith's tweet... Twitter account. You don't subscribe to Jared Smith's Twitter account. Jared Smith though said on his Twitter account today, the 26-year-old veteran said, "New York Knicks, it is." Jared Smith is signing with the New York Knicks.
But will they let him out of China?
We promise not to talk about Jeremy Lin. This is obviously because of Jeremy Lin that Jared Smith is signing with the Knicks. Right?
All right. Well, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, the thing is, like, I would guess that he's probably signing a 1-year contract.
Yeah.
And he's just going to play out the duration of the season and then sign a longer deal with another team. And the Knicks are, I think, a great team for him to put up some amazing stats.
And he'll get minutes there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who are they playing? They're playing, like, Bill Walker at the two right now.
Well, they're cutting up.
Bill Walker. Are you related to Bill Walker?
As much as I love my brother, Bill Walker, I mean, J.R. Smith is a much better shooting guard than he is.
You think Bill Walker's the son of Kenny Skywalker?
Well, we both are. We had a massive
Kenny
sibling
Skywalker is also
up.
Available for the Knicks. He also tweeted that he's going to New York. He's going to try to compete in the slam dunk competition this year. He never cut his hair.
Which Blake
know?
Griffin is not.
Oh, really? Well, that's kind
of... Yeah, he's not defending his title of being the
who
best man at jumping over a car. Presumably Nate Robinson.
Oh, I'm so bored of Nate Robinson. I hope nobody wears
Does Nate Robinson play basketball still?
Like, he was playing substantial minutes for...
Fuck.
God, I saw him play the other night. He was out there quite a bit.
All right, well, let us know who Nate Robinson plays for.
Okay, so Portland. Portland is one of my favorite teams.
Because it has LaMarcus Aldridge.
I like LaMarcus Aldridge.
Is he still your leading MVP candidate, Matthew?
Portland is... Actually, they've really sunk to 16-15. Ricky was telling me that they're losing a bunch of close games.
Oh, is that because LaMarcus Aldridge can't close? Or is he not a big enough supporting cast? Is the loss of Joel Prosbilla really... Because he's available.
The Vanilla Gorilla?
Yes! There's been a lot of talk still that the Bulls could sign him.
Well, the thing is that, I mean, he's said before that his heart wasn't in the game, and that could be...
I don't really care where his heart is. I care about the other parts.
I mean, the thing is, he's a big body. Like, I don't know at this point if he'd be any better than Kurt Thomas. You know, backup center for the Portland Trailblazers.
Let's
focus on the positives briefly and look at the best teams in the midway point of the 2011-2012 season. Our hometown Chicago Bulls are sporting the best record at 25-7, but Miami and Oklahoma City also only have 7 losses. Miami is 24-7, Oklahoma City is 23-7.
Are you reading
us
the newspaper, Matthew?
I am reading...
Because I think I can get this information elsewhere.
Okay, so...
The important thing is copyright infringement.
Okay, but this is more than just merely... But we're doing some analysis now. Who's the best team in the league right now? Who are the best teams in the league right now?
Seattle Supersonics.
2011.
Well, Russell Westbrook just sprained his ankle.
Oh, really? How long is he out for?
I don't know if there's been a timeline given for him, but
okay.
Yeah, you know, frankly, I'm not. I mean, I think the Thunder are going to continue to do pretty well.
Ricky, since this is your first time here, why don't you make your picks for the Eastern and Western Conference Finals? Your halfway picks.
Okay, so Eastern Conference Finals, I'm going to have to go with the Heat and the Bulls.
Okay.
Like, I just don't...
No one's going to argue with that. We picked that before the season. You aren't going to change
I
that.
Actually... I think Philadelphia could sneak in.
You're fucking ridiculous.
Well, it's a possibility. The thing is, I'm pretty sure that Miami is going to get there.
Yeah.
Like, I could see Philadelphia possibly upsetting the Bulls.
I think Philadelphia matches up really well with Chicago.
Well, they're really athletic.
Do you think if Doug Collins upsets the Bulls, it would be more important to him than the Cleveland Cavaliers series that he won as coach of the Bulls?
I think that it would vindicate Doug Collins.
Would it vindicate Elton Brand?
No.
Would it make that Olympic loss go away?
No. I think though, in the context of the life and emotions of Doug Collins, I do not think it would make the 1972 Olympic loss go away. I do not think it would make his disappointing injury-riddled NBA career go away. I do think that would provide a large measure of vindication to being fired by the Bulls in 1989 if he were to beat the Bulls in the second round of the playoffs this year.
If Doug Collins is never... if he continues to be the coach of the Bulls, how many titles do the Bulls win? Ricky.
You know what? That is... I can't even speculate on that.
You can't speculate? I think you can.
I mean, I wouldn't even know where to begin with that.
All right, you think about it. Matthew, how many do they win?
They lose the Lakers in the 91 NBA Finals with Collins
they don't make
as
that.
Coach. They beat the Pistons in 91, but they lose the Lakers in 91 NBA Finals. They basically become what Rick Adelman's Portland team of the early 90s was without Phil Jackson as their coach.
I think that's correct. I think they end up with two titles. But, I mean, obviously Portland
that's
had
actually,
zero, but
I mean,
they also had Clyde Drexler instead of Michael Jordan.
Don't let the glib cadence of us fool you. That's a legitimately, like, fascinating, like, NBA history question is, like, do the Bulls win those titles if Jerry Krause doesn't fire Doug Collins and hire...
Well, we're going to find out next year when the 76ers end up being an 8 seed and missing the playoffs because Doug Collins is pretty much a good coach just for a few years in teams.
Yeah, whatever the case
so
is.
So he suffers from the Skiles.
Yeah.
So I mean,
that's the thing is, like, I don't really know him well.
As a diehard fan of the Pistons, I do know Doug Collins well because he coached the Pistons during Grant Hill's pre-injury years. And
who got annoyed with him first?
Joe Dumars.
Oh.
Joe Dumars. There's a famous, when the Pistons super overachieved in 96-97, and there's a semi-famous anecdote where Doug Collins barks at Joe Dumars to change the play that the Pistons are running at the start of the 97-98 season, and Dumars just rolls his eyes and laughs on the court. And Dumars just becomes sick of Collins, Grant Hill becomes sick of Collins, Pistons try to revitalize themselves by trading for Jerry Stackhouse.
How did that work? Did Jerry Stackhouse bring a lot of solidarity to that team?
Stack did not bring solidarity to that team. Anyway, I think, Ricky, what you're saying is pretty much true, that the Doug Collins track record, very similar to Scott Skiles.
They burn their players out. All right, Ricky, halftime's almost over, so what is your Western Conference prediction for the Western Conference Finals?
I mean, obviously the Thunder.
All right.
I think the Thunder are the team to beat out of the West.
Obviously the Thunder.
Thunder and Spurs, probably. And it depends on how Ginobili comes back. If Ginobili comes back, like,
yeah,
you know, if he plays at the top of his game, I mean, the Spurs can definitely get out of the West. And
I don't think Tony Parker's going to hold up. That's my prediction.
He's been really high usage lately.
Yeah, he's old.
Let Los Angeles team will go farther in the playoffs.
Clips. I'm gonna have to go with the Clippers.
Yeah,
I mean, the Lakers, I feel like, have not played well at all when I've seen them play, and I mean, the Clippers with integrating Chris Paul, that's a major change to the team.
If Mike James were on the Lakers, would he start?
Probably. Probably. I mean, the Lakers are bad outside of Kobe, Bynum, and Gasol.
Do you think Kobe Bryant this year, Ricky, has been extremely amazing or extremely selfish?
Is there a difference for Kobe Bryant?
Well,
his
selfishness
is what's so amazing
about him. He has yet to score 81 points this season. So.
He has also yet to have a game where he decided not to shoot for a half. So, second team, Ricky.
Second team, I'm going to go with the Spurs.
Okay, Spurs.
Matthew,
do you want to revise your picks? I vehemently disagree. I'm gonna go
with the Blazers.
Go with the Dallas Mavericks, who are quietly
to be beaten by the Blazers.
The thing is with the
Mavericks is, I mean, like, the loss of Tyson Chandler is going to be significant in the playoffs.
Adam, do you have Eastern Western Conference teams to pick
for the finals?
Yeah. Adam, not high in the Bulls.
So, Derrick Rose comes back healthy and stays healthy for the rest of the year.
Who would it be if not the Bulls in the Heat and the East? Who would it be?
If not the Bulls in the Heat? I mean, that's easily the one of those two, though. I mean, that's kind
okay,
of...
Okay, so, I mean, and then the Western Conference Finals. Who do you have?
Fuck, I know. Jesus Christ, West. Oklahoma.
Okay. They got to pick another team.
Another team in the West?
Yeah.
Or?
For the Western Conference Finals, who will meet...
Not the Clippers.
To be noted, Adam is holding hundreds of dollars right now. That I assume.
I mean, we're gambling, right? We are gambling. This is the.
So you're putting $300 down that the Clippers don't make the conference finals. It looks like
I got $400 on the Clippers not making the conference finals.
Ricky, do you want to take him up on that?
No.
Wait, no? So your second team, everyone is like all in Oklahoma City. Your second team is the Spurs.
Yeah, I would have to say the Spurs.
Who did I say in the preseason, Matthew? Do you remember?
I think I might have said the
Spurs.
I think you said the Spurs.
So I'm sticking with whatever the hell I said. The Spurs.
I'm fine with
it. To break the even year curse.
One last subject before we have to end this is I think picked Memphis.
Oh, yeah, you did. But that was before the Randolph injury, so you're allowed to revise. But what if Randolph comes back?
I kind of do like the Clippers in the conference finals if they stay healthy, because I think that there's no better individual clutch player in the Western Conference than Chris Paul. I like the Clippers in a close game because of Chris Paul.
Okay.
Actually, if I can just throw out a very speculative question. Let's say... if the Clippers get J.R. Smith.
Well, he's signing with the Knicks.
Well, I know, he's signing with the Knicks, but...
I don't know. I mean, their backcourt's pretty crap. Well, without Billups. I mean,
so yeah,
I mean,
when Billups like went down. Historical fiction hypothetical?
Basically, yes. But... yes, it's some steampunk speculative fiction, you know, about J.R. Smith flying in an airship from China to Los Angeles.
I mean, I love J.R. Smith, but... it's easy to see how he doesn't help teams. I'm not going to besmirch him in any way, but...
I mean, honestly, I would have really liked him on
the
Bulls.
Last thing
as a player on this Bulls team, not as you know a trade.
I mean, we're fetishizing J.R. Smith because he was in China, but like, what can J.R. Smith do that Mo Williams can't do?
Score more points.
Yeah, J.R. Smith is an effective scorer.
He can beat J.R. Smith. All right, game is back on. Bulls are down by 14.
You want to turn the volume on?
So I like Philadelphia upsetting the Bulls in the second round of the playoffs. What I am the flag! Flag in like 20 times! The living, looking at